Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Beit Daf Mem Aleph, as we are in the last full daf here of the fourth parak, and we are up to Rav Amar. Just one ha'ara that I didn't get to mention in the last year. There was a question about what sikira was, hahein sikira. So we went with the pshat that it's some type of stuffed bird, and you aren't allowed to make it on Yontif because mikatea begume, because when you make it, you have to cut the strings, or you might come to cut the strings that you tie the stuffed chicken with, and therefore it is a potential problem, and that's similar to what the Mishnah said, that if some type of machshire, right, to create the cheres and the niyor that's going to go on to the roasting griddle, that wasn't allowed, that was the comparison. If you look in the back, in the Tel Torah, say for Tel Torah here, one of the achronim on the daf, so he gives quotes the different shari. He quotes from the Shiari Karban. He says it's a type of food, shimin machal, umagabel oso bechozek, and you knead it, and you mix it very strongly. Ukshu lokho min hakli, chatichos chatichos, and when you take it from the kli, piece by piece, chayiv mishum machatech, because you cut a piece out that you take out of the kli, so that is an isra machatech. That's what he quotes from the Shiari Karban, and that's what this Gemara means, right? That the mekatea, you're cutting it. And the Tel Torah says, what's his shot? The al karcha kavanaso mamachavin lamida, that you're cutting to a measured size these pieces that come out. Diim lo kein, because if it wouldn't be a measured size, lo shayach machatech, v'psikas talush, rak bofan zeh. But, says the Tel Torah, I don't know what the sheet is talking about. Why? Avogam bofan zeh, davar tamua. Dinire di ba'och lo shayach kal di machatech. There's no machatech cutting to a measured size by food. Now let's say I want to cut cake. So I cut it exactly to slices that are similar to each other. I want to cut it. That's mechatech. There's no mechatech when it comes to food. Vayin arachayim shenchav beis to ochli behema. He quotes, there's no tikkun kli. V'shev ra'isi buva b'sefer magen avos to misupakim shayach mechatech ba'ochli ve'eno tachas yadai la'ayin bo. So he quotes from the magen avos that Mordechai Benet, that he has a suffix about it, but pashtus, there is no mechatech when it comes to food. So that's why he doesn't like that pshat of mekatea begume. Again, we said the pshat of just the strings that you would tie the stuffed chicken with. Okay, just one ha'ara from lesson. There are a number of malachas that don't apply to food. Ein sviya ba'ochlin. There's no coloring when it comes to food, right? If I make tea or even iced tea on Shabbos or Yontif, there's always served sviya, right? Because that sviya is a but it's food, and it's a byproduct that the fact that the it's colored, and even if I like the color, but I'm not doing it l'shem, a symbolic color, and therefore says the halacha is that there's no tzviya ba'ochlin, so ain't tzviya ba'ochlin, pashtus ain't machatech ba'ochlin, a couple of other halachas, but that's important to point out. Okay, here we go. Rav Amar, we continue. Ratzila minatanor lekira velo mikira latanor. Rav says, I'm allowed to take an ud, explains the Karban Eda. I have a stick. I have a stick that's on fire. Maybe I use it to stoke with. I'm allowed to put it from a tanor to a kira. A tanor to a kira, that is, a tanor we know is the different types of ovens. Karban Eda says here that a kira has a bigger fire than a tanur. It might not be as hot, right? The parakira, they talk about that a tanur may be hotter because it's fat on the bottom and skinnier on top, but the kira has a bigger fire. So says the Rav, you're allowed to move this wood from a tanur to a kira, but not from the kira to the tanur. Why? What is going on here? Explains the Karban Eda. Minatanor lakira, I'm allowed to separate it from the oven to the gear. Note, lenod me eshal tanor venoso lakira. Why? Dekira esho gadol betanor. Because I'm taking it from a smaller fire to a bigger fire. Veins akibui. I'm not extinguishing anything. Extinguishing, there are limits about extinguishing on Yontif. Aval adara bahavar yisiri. This is more fire. You're allowed to add on to a fire on Yontif. Right, if it's for tzorach ochal nefesh, or even if not, mitoch. So you could do it from a tanner to a kira, but not from a kira to a tanner. Why? Because that would be considered a type of kibui. Right, that would be considered a type of kibui. Says that's the Rav Shita. Rav Abba Barchana Amar, no. Matzila mitanner lekira, mikira latanner. as long as you're going from fire to fire, even if one is a little bigger and one is a little smaller, that's not going to be a problem according to Rav Abba Bar Chana. Avalome Arvis L'Shachris. But you can't take it out from Arvis then when you're going to use it for Shachris. Why? Because that is a too long of a time, right? Because in the interim, it's going to go out, right? It's going to be extinguished, says the Karban Eidah. The L'Shaito Kibuyu. In the interim, it's going to go out, and that's Kibuy. That's not for a tzorech of ochal nefesh directly. Rav Avon b'shem Rav matzilin mitano lakiru mikiru latano mi'arvis la'shachris. You could even do it from one time to a much later time on yantif. That's also as long as it's tzorech yantif, it's mutter. Says the Karban Eidah, kivan tzorech yantif hu maishna kibui mehavara. Whatever the malach is, whether it's kibui, whether it's havara, if you're doing it for a tzorech yantif, so it should be mutter. Avolo miyantif l'chol. But not from Yantif Techol. You can't do it for a weekday, but you could do it for any other context, even if it's for later on Yantif. Period. The Mishnah said, Ein makifesh dechavios l'shpos leinas akadera. The Mishnah had said that I can't take two barrels, put them somewhat next to each other, put the pot on top of the two barrels, and light a fire in the middle. Why? So the Gemara says, Mishum boneh. Because that is like a building. It's not building Daraisa, but it's Mechsi Kibona, right? It looks like Bona. Mechsi Kibona. Look back in the, on the Mishnah. Mechsi Kibona, the Karbana Eid, where is it? The Pnei Moshe. Maybe Kivish Echavios, a Makarvin Zu Eitzel Zu. Lishposale, and La Arochu La Hoshiv is a Kadir Mishim, the Dummy Labinyan. It's similar, right? This is like this is Binyan Arai. We might even call it an ohel arai, right? It's an iser drabanan to make an ohel arai. One is allowed to be mosif onto an ohel arai. If I have an ohel already and I extend it, then I'm mosif onto an ohel arai on Shabbos and Yantif, so that's okay. But I can't create and make a new ohel arai. So here, this looks like, right? It looks like a binyan. I'm taking the two barrels and I'm putting this on top. So that is creating an ohel, a halachic ohel. And that's why it will be a problem. If I flip the order, that will be mutter, right? Because the whole issue of an ohel arai is an issur drabanan, because Chazal say an ohel arai, it's similar to an ohel keva. But if I flip the order, and nobody ever makes a ohel with the roof first and then the walls. So if I would somehow flip the order, meaning I would hold the pot in place and then bring the barrels under it, right? So then that would be mutter. That would be mutter. That's what the Gemara says in Beisa here on our Gemara. The other point also that Tzlach is medayik, that it says here, you can't be makif to chavios to put a kedera on it. Says the Tzlach, and what if the two barrels are there from before Shabbos or before Yantif? Says the Tzlach, a little piece right here on Lamed Beisim Abeis. Well, Anias Daiti, Gam Mishnah Seinu Daika. He's adding on to Tosus. Detani Emakivish Dechavios. It says, do not bring two barrels together. Velotani ain't Shofsin Kedera Alsh Dechavios. Doesn't say that, Lashon. Muchach, Shemachavios Kfar Mukafos, Vaomdos. It's clear that if the barrels are already there from beforehand, Mutter Lishfos HaKedera Alain, you're allowed to put the pot on top of them. That's not making an ohel. The walls are already made. Right? If the walls are already made beforehand, so you're putting on a pot is not dome. It's not dome to creating an ohel. The walls are already there. Another example, interesting discussion of ohel arai in the poskim is the umbrella question. This is a machlokes achronim about whether it's a problem in ikar hadin or not. Either way, the minhag is not to use an umbrella on Shabbos, even if technically one could get out of certain halachic issues. The Noda Bihuda is the one that says no good. The Noda Bihuda in Prague. He was in Prague. He writes that al devar nisias haparasal b'Shabbos. The parasol is the umbrella. V'ukli ha'asui. Let's see how he describes it. The kli ha'asui lahagein b'chama b'bnei achama u'biksham b'nei akshamim, a kli that's meant to protect from the sun and the rain. V'ha'adam noso al rosho v'huma hi'al rosho. Exactly. Person carries it on his head. Noso al rosho, let's be honest, above his head. V'huma hi'al rosho. V'huasui shi'ish lo beis yad, it has a handle. U'krasim b'lu la'os l'pascho, and a way to open it. U'lamotcho l'sagwa gertono, and to close it when he wants. Exact. A description 300 years ago of an umbrella. Umalato kasav michtav lachachem echad l'shalo lama eino moche b'bnei beiso sheyotze m'shabes ima o'al hazeh al rosham. This rabbi was moche. Why aren't you, saying anything to these people? V'achacham eishiv lo tamim lahatir. And the chacham gave you answers to be matir. Umalato chazer veishiv lo lister tamim hatir. And you, the questioner, knocked out the hatirim. V'yato bikesh malas v'meni lachavos daiti bazeh. You're asking me my opinion, right? The questioner wanted to asir to the other rabbi. The yansh also achacham amatir inenu makir. The one that matered it, I don't know. Ki malato halimi meni shmo. You, the questioner, didn't tell me which rabbi you were arguing with. V'shemi ro rakasav chacham echad me'evra layam. Eich yeh achacham ahu mi sheyeh ani lo esa panim. So I don't know who that other rabbi is. So I'm not going to show any favoritism or the opposite. And even though you could tell from his rayas that he knows a lot, and he clearly has a lot to say, still, I agree it's usher. I think it's usher. And he says, why? And it goes to through the rayas that Chacham was matir, and he says, a little bit later on, many people started using it here in Prague, says the Node Behuda. I protested. I told him an Isser Gomor. Maybe a Daraisa.
I'm going to go through.
So he thinks it's a mamish and Isser Daraisa, possibly. The Chassam Sofer is no. The Chassam Sofer, a couple of generations later, he says no. He quotes this Node Behuda in, this is Arachayim Tinyana, Simin Ayin Beis, Simin Ayin Beis, and he says many people carry them. They open it, the guy opens it, and they carry it on Shabbos.
So why is it even mutter? So he says, "Bivadai,
it shouldn't be done," says the Chassam Sofer.
But I don't agree with another Yehuda.
I don't think this is at all dumi de mishkan, carrying an ohel. That's not Dumi de Mishkan. And he quotes a Yerushalmi, and he quotes, it's a binyan l'sha'a. It's a binyan l'sha'a shehu asui mitchila, livnoso ulisosro. It's meant to be built and destroyed. V'lachzor v'livnoso ulisosro, kol sha'a, k'mo sha'a b'mishkan asui. Right, we said recently, maybe in the last year, or 2 years ago, the concept of derech tashmisho. It's meant to be done and undone, so it's not a true malacha. So just like the door is not closing and opening up a hole in the wall, it's meant to be done and undone. So maybe you can say the same thing here by the umbrella. It's not a true creation of binyan. It's meant to be done and undone. So who says that that is a problem? And then he says, "Tolomatzinu kayote bazeh b'mikdash shayia ha'ol over b'makom ha'makom adi adam hanoso ba'atzmo." V'kol ha'sheherach hanod b'Yehuda b'inyan ohel zarakinu inyan l'shabbos v'chulu. And he quotes Araya, the Ode Bashlishis, She'ein Old Araya Se'ela Kishim Mechitzas Magiyas La'aretz. K'mo Shayib Mishkan. Where are the Mechitzas? Where are the Mechitzas here? This is Mechitza Tuya Ba'avir. She'ein Asuya Lahosif Alei Klal, V'yif Shar Lahosif Alahamshicha Da'aretz. There are no walls. And therefore, I don't think it's a Daraisa. I don't even think it's a Darabanan. But still, the Minog is not to do it, but that's the Chazam Sofer. So again, that's an example of an Ohel Arai. As we're talking about here, this barrel on top of the two barrels and the pan on top of it, that's Ohel. Okay. Tani, last brisa before the Mishnah, lo yetze suma bimachlo, a suma should not carry out his stick, into the Rishus HaRabim, or even to a Carmelis, the Karban Eida, to have a derechol vika zilusa liyantif. Right? It's a weekday type of activity if it's not needed. Velo roa betarmilo and a shepherd with his satchel, with his sack. It's also a zilzel. Reb Shimon Matir, Reb Shimon is Matir in both of these cases. He does not think it's zilzel. V'chein hayu Reb Shimon Omer, hol v'hu mutter b'davar echad, yeh mutter b'chol advarim. Right? We said this principle earlier. We called it mitoch.
That's what the Bavli calls it. Since Hotsa is mutter for purpose A, then is mutter for purpose B as well. See here too, right? That you could take out whatever you want, even if it's not 100% needed, still it's going to be allowed. If you look at the Charedim here, right, the Charedim has a suma and a stick. He can't go out with it. It must be a case where he really can walk without it. And he really could get along without it, or an elderly person, but this just helps. But it's not needed. If it's not needed, that's why it could be an issue of malach, of hotzah. It could be looked at as a masa. Look at the Charedim. V'istam afarshi, in the middle of the Maskal Tani. Dafka suma, sheyachol leilech b'lo makel. Only a blind man who could really walk without a stick. He could feel along. Avalam einu yachol leilech b'lo makel, lahasir ha-mechsholos. But if he can't get along without the stick, oshaya chalush v'zakin, or he's weak or old, ava b'she'inu suma mutter. Even if he is not blind, is mutter, tabi yotzin b'kisei, because the sugi is in Shabbos. If somebody has something that's really part of their mode of movement, so that's not going to be a masa, right? And so to here, that is what's quoted. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Aleph, Sif Yud Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch says Chiger She'edo Yachol La'alech Below Makel. A Chiger, somebody who is lame that can't go without the stick. She Mutar Le'alech Bo Afilu Eino Kasher Bo. You could use it. If a Chiger, if somebody has a cane, if somebody cannot walk without the cane, then he could go walk with, take that out even on Shabbos. Aval Emef Shel Le'alech Zulaso. But if you can walk without it, you want to steady yourself a little more, but it's not needed. It just helps, but you can walk without it. Then it's considered extra usser. Then it would be usser. A suma can't go out with a makel. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah here, he quotes, if you have an elderly person who walks around his whole house, he walks around the house without a stick, without the cane. It's just that At outside, he has the cane. That's for extra. That's for extra shmira. So then that would be a masa. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Zakin, all of the base of the makel. Uchayot se, kshifse lachuz nishon al maklo, machmas tashus kocho. He uses the stick, the cane, because he gets weak outside. Veno notfo el lahaksak atzmo, avobisha gufo misnaeya. Even though his body is going to shake without it, usher, you can't go out to a hotza with it. To havi kamakel aslo kamasui kivan to bebeis aholech b'li makel. Because you obviously could walk without it, like in your house. Avalim hizkin kogach. If somebody is sold that he can't even walk in his house without a cane, so then that's basically considered part of him, batal to him, and there wouldn't be an issue of hotza. The Bir Alacha notes that, again, in the days of old, I think this was more common, they had dirt streets. It was made out of sand or dirt. So they used to have points on the bottom of the cane, a pointy thing, so that when every time he walked, it went into the dirt. So that would be a problem on Shabbos. That would be a problem of making holes in the ground. Maybe it's choresh, getting the ground ready for putting a seed in. But the Bir Alacha says if one has that type of cane, one has to be careful. Okay, so this is Machlokas right before the Mishnah about the Makel and the issue of Hotzah. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, notal adam kiseim lachzos boshina. Rabbi Eliezer says, if I go out in my field and I find a good piece of a stick, I'm allowed to take that on yantif in order to floss with. I have food stuck in my teeth. I could take then that floss. So use a little sharp piece splinter. So I could go pick up a kiseim. The girsa that many have is adding in a word, mishelafanav. Notal adam kiseim mishelafanav, from what's in front of his house, lachzos boshina. Because though that's designated. Umagabi and a chatzer malik, and I'm allowed to gather from the chatzer anything I need to for lighting. Umalik and light. Shekol hashem chatzer muchan. Anything in the chatzer is muchan. Any type of straw or wood that could be used for fire. V'chachamim omrim megabe b'mishlovan umalik. The chum seem to argue at least on one, probably two details of Rebbe Eliezer. The chum say you could take me megabev. Mishalafanav. Right, the Tanakhama says you could collect from the whole chatzer, even what's not in front of you. But Rabbi the Chacham say no, you can only collect from what is in front, what the front yard. Mishalafanav, and take that, and one can be mavlik. One being mavlik it. So machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim in terms of where one is allowed to take the tevin from. Ma beneon, what's the nafgamina? It's an unusual question.
right? What's the nafka mina between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim? Then isn't it just if you could gather not right in front of you? Not right in front of you? So the way that the Charedim explains the question, and that is, if Rabbi Elazar says Lafanav is always mutter, so then you could just keep moving, and as every time that the person moves in the chatzer, he has more straw, that's Lafanav. So nothing's muksa. So that would be the same sheet as the Chachamim. That's the Charedim, how he understands the question. Regarding the machlokas about the flossing, taking the splinter to floss, that we know. Rabbi Elazar holds that wood is muchan for everything. And the Rabbanan say, no, only lahasaka, which we said in the last year. Aval hadlaka, see, I'm reading the Charedim. Aval hadlaka kasha. To be my pligi, what's the machlokas about when it comes to hadlaka, about whether you're allowed to take what's in front of you or anywhere? Kivan Amir Rabbanan Magavi Mishal Fanav Malbik, once the Rabbanan say that you're, as long as you could gather in from in front of you, Vikoy Hacha, Sherla Gabiv Kalak Samim Mishal Fanav. So if you're standing in one place in the field, you could gather everything in front of you. Ula Hadlik, Viboy, and then afterwards you can go to another part of the field and now you have more Lafanav. Doesn't say anywhere that it has to be Lafanav when Yantav starts. Then he has more Mishal Lafanav. So basically it's the same thing, and what therefore is the difference between the Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim? Right, but as they both say that Mishal Lafanav, and you could keep going Mishal Lafanav in a few cases. Answer, Laso Siber Beneihon. Do you have to gather and use it right away, or could you gather and leave it in a pile? Laso Siver Beneihon. Al Daitid Rabbi Eliezer, Osen Siver. Rabbi Eliezer says you can even make piles. Even if you're not using it right away, just make a pile for later usage. Al Daitayon, Derabanan, in Osen Siver. And the Rabbanan say, no, you can't. Rabbanan say you cannot make a pile. You have to collect it and use it as soon as you can. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Ein Motziin Es Ha'or. So this could have been earlier in the Masechta, but here it is, fire. So we know that you're allowed to, it's Ochel Nefesh, right? You're allowed to cook certain items for food preparation on Yantif. Says the Mishnah that you're not allowed to create fire, right? What do? We add on to fire. If we have one flame, we could use that to light something else. But we don't make new, we don't strike a match on Yantif. That's the Mishnah. You can't make fire from wood, like rubbing two pieces of wood together, or rubbing two rocks together, or using water as a reflection in the sun, and getting glass involved, right? Any way to start a fire, one is not allowed to do that. And the big shaila in the Rishonim is why, right? Why is lighting a fire so different than, you know, the other malachas? You're allowed to be mosif eish. So why is that? So if you look in the Ravid and others, read it to you from the Ravid Hilchos Yantif, beginning of the fourth parak of Hilchos Yantif, right? The Ravid said, based on a Gemara in Shabbos, the Ravid says it's nolad, right? When you make a fire, there's something new that wasn't there before. Says the Ravid, the Yomar bebreishu molid v'ein kan hachana. He quotes a Gemara in Beit Sadaf Lama Gimel right here that the Isser of creating fire is because of Nolad. You're creating something new. But if you look at the Rambam there, that's what the Ravid is upset about. The Rambam says that you should have the fire right at Emotzian. Start with the Rambam in the beginning. Emotzian Asa'esh. Lomana Esav, Lomana Vanav, Lomana Matachas. You can't make fire. Can't make fire on Yantif, a new fire. Can't make it. What do you have to do? Only adding on. Shakol zev chayotei bo aser biyantif. Shelo hutar biyantif. The language of the Rambam. Shelo hutar biyantif. Elo lahavir me'ish mitsuya. You're only allowed to light a fire from a existing fire. Aval lahamsi eish asur. Why? Shari efshar lahamsi oso mi ba'erev. Because you could have made the fire before yantif and then just added on. You didn't have to light the fire on yantif. So therefore, you're not allowed to light a fire because it's considered something that could have been done before yantif. That's something that bothers many Rishonim. Efshar, E-Efshar, remember Tosfos asks this on Rashi in the beginning of Ein Sadin. Efshar and E-Efshar are issues within Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. Actual Ochel Nefesh. Actual Ochel Nefesh, even if you could have done it beforehand. Right? This is, it should be Mutter. Actual, Ochel Nefesh. So that's a difficulty in the,
in the Rambam why he makes that chilek seemingly not just by machshirin but by actual ochal nefesh. The Aruch HaShulchan works hard to try to answer this Rambam. He thinks that the Rambam really holds like the Ravid fundamentally. Of course, there's no light. He can't argue on that Gemara, but this is an additional point. The Aruch HaShulchan here in Tav Kuf Beis, one of the simanim about Eish on the siman about Eish on Yanta, Tav Kuf Beis. He quotes the Mishnah. V'tama hisser mishum davali nolad. V'kakasev ha-Ravid. He quotes that from Rashi and the Ran and the Ravid. But the Rambam, he quotes the Rambam that says, no, the issue is efsher lahamsi beforehand. Uma'od adavar tamua, asked the Aruch HaShulchan. Sharbi b'gemara sham amru meforash. The Gemara says the reason is, my time is to go molid b'yantif. Uma'arua lasi is tam b'li. But what's the Rambam giving a different reason? Just say what the Gemara says. Right, the Gemara says that it's nolad. You're creating something new. Why does the Rambam have to give a reason that you could have done this beforehand? It must be the Rambam had another question, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Ela dahavi kashale, heich efshar la'asos hotzas eish b'yantif. The Rambam must have been bothered in his head, how could you aser making a fire? How is that possible? The Mishnah says you can't make fire? Fire is the basis of food. Shari kivan cha Torah hitir lafos lavashal b'yantif, if the Torah allows explicitly baking and cooking on Yantif, v'ein bishovafia below or, and you can't cook and bake without fire, then obviously, doesn't that show that you can make fire? If the Torah says you're allowed to cook, so if you're allowed to cook, what are you cooking on? You have to have some heat source, you have to have some fire. So, it can't be. What's the Mishnah talking about? It can't be that there's a limit on fire. Ula ze omer, that's why the Rambam says, she'ein ze hechrech, she'itira me'esh mitzuya, kamo migacheles. Right, it's lav dafka that it is it's going to be a parallel. Uminer v'chayotzibo. V'lo lahamsi or chadash. V'zeo kimach shiri yochol nefesh, mashi yochol asoso me'erev yantif. Really, the Rambam is bothered why there should be any limitations. Why should be any limitations? So it must be because the Torah says you could cook, so it must be the Torah says that you're allowed to light fire too. And the Rambam's chiddush is that not true? Because it could be the Torah could be understood as not allowing fire because you could have had that before Yantif. That's the Aruch HaShulchan in Tav Kuf Beis. We continue. So you can't make new fire. Also, one is not allowed to whiten. That means very hot. Take tiles to whiten to roast on. Right? Because that's also like creating a roaster. Rabbi Lezer also says the following. We had a cool of his earlier. So here too, Rabbi Lezer says you could stand on the mukseh, which is where your dried, drying out fruits are. Erev Shabbos b'Shvi'as. Erev Shabbos on during Shemitah. Why is that an important detail? There's no other, it's not Tevel. Right? There's no other Chiyuv Tumas and Maisras. So the only thing that's here is Muksa. So that's what you do. You go there on Erev Shabbos. V'omer mikana ni'ochal l'machar. And you say in this area, this is what I'm going to eat tomorrow. You don't need anything more specific than that. Why? Rabbi Eliezer holds Yesh Breira. Once he decides what he's going to take, so we see that distinction already in the past. Yesh Breira. The Chachamim Omrim, Achi Yershom Yomar Mikana Vadka. No, the Chachamim say, no, it is Ein Breira, right? You have to, until you mark, what are you going to take tomorrow? From here to here, you have to be exact, because it has to be designated beforehand. That's the Sugya, that Shita is Ein Breira. So the Gemara says, Ein Malavnes Ravin Lesosa Lehen, you're not allowed to create these tiles in order to roast on Istani Tani Malabnim, Istani Tani Ein Malabnim. Some say yes, some say no. Amar Rav Chizda, Mandar Malabnim Bibidukim. The one who says that you're allowed to light fire on these bricks, that's only if they were already baduk to withstand tremendous heat. Then you can do it again on Yantif. But if the one who says Ein Malabnim, that's talking about a case where it's not baduk. You don't know exactly whether it's going to withstand the ultimate heat. Therefore, you can't try that on Yantif. Why not? What's the difference? Why can't you try that on Yantif? Because let's say it works out that it explodes. It can't handle the heat, so then it'll come out that you did, you know, malacha, shalom, litzarach. You spoke to him all about this case. Sorry, you were doing all this work, and it ended up not needing it, so then it'll come out that you did a tirchah shlo litzarach. That is how the Karban Eda says it. Tzorach levad, kind of a duma paki v'shtaka to tirchah shlo litzarach. Right, it'll be a shlo litzarach tirchah, and therefore one is not allowed to take part in that libun. One final point. In this Gemara we had earlier, Va'od Amar Rebeliezer, Stirin Rebeliezer. Rebeliezer says here that the basic behind his sheet is Ein Breira. You don't have to be so specific. And you can go to a whole area and say, I'm going to take from here tomorrow. That's all, nothing more, because of Ein Breira. So Mitchlav Hashita Sidi Rebbe Eliezer, that's against the other sheet of Rebbe Eliezer. Why? To Sabina Taman, because we learned earlier, Beishamay Omrim. Beishamay holds, lo yitol elam kenya niyemim odion. If you have the birds in the chicken coop, so you're not allowed to take from it unless you shook them, right, but on Friday. Beishamay says this, meaning Beishamay seems to say Ein Breira. You have to go and specifically touch them and move them. Rebbe Eliezer lav shamutihi, and isn't Rebbe Eliezer a talmud of Beis Shammai? So how could Rebbe Eliezer say in our Mishnah of Yesh Breira, right? You don't need to be so specific. And Beis Shammai over there holds Ein Breira, but isn't Rebbe Eliezer a talmud of Beis Shammai? Answer: Chomer hu b'davar sheish bo ruach chayim. There's a difference between animals. Animals are more chomer. Davar sheish bo ruach chayim is going to be more chomer, and that's why Beis Shammai would say there. The little chicks in the chicken coop, you have to have a higher standard. To have a higher standard. Meaning, as many sugyas, there are many steerers in the sugyas of Breira, all over Shas. So, the answer to many of the steerers is that don't compare different cases. So this is, an example of that. Don't compare cases of animals and other cases of muksa, because this is more chamer, you would need a higher standard. Okay, we'll stop here.